with smart actors is that I think all they have to do sometimes is to not overthink things. I mean, literally, don't overthink stuff too much. Really. I mean, some days, all you have to do is just show up. Just show up.
Welcome to Casting Actors Cast, insights for actors on acting in the business of show. Casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach takes you behind the scenes and reveals secrets to a successful acting career. You can find out more on the web at castingactorscast.com. Please enjoy, like, and share Casting Actors Cast. Now, here's your host, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello, and welcome to another episode of Casting Actors Cast, the podcast for actors from a casting director. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, giving you all kinds of tips, hints, and thoughts about what it is to be an actor based on the point of view from a casting director. I am a casting director with McCorkle Casting in New York and have been casting with Pat McCorkle, the owner of McCorkle Casting, for a little over 8 years now. Before that, I made my living as an actor. I acted for about 20 years. And so I'm in kind of a unique position to be able to chat with you about the business of show, but also as it relates to the work I did as an actor. I was happy to make a living as an actor, and now I'm just loving participating with Pat McCorkle at McCorkle Casting, who also happens to be my wife. So we've been married over 25 years. So today's episode, we're going to be calling the casting process film versus TV. I know it's not an exciting and that much of a clever title. Sorry about that. I thought I'd put all my creativity into the information I'm going to be sharing with you today rather than trying to sit here and come up with a really interesting and clever title. By the way, if you think I should retitle this podcast, then please go to my website, www.castingactorscast.com. Also there, you're going to find some goodies, some downloadable PDFs that you might find really useful and valuable. You will also see past episodes. But also, I have a website about my classes and all kinds of other stuff that I do, and you'll see the universities and places that I love to work and go to and stay up to date on what's going on in the world of casting. Thanks so much for tuning in. And this is my portion of the podcast where I thank you so very, very much for listening. The whole reason behind these podcasts is that I feel a little bit of an obligation to give back information that wasn't given to me when I started acting in New York. And in fact, giving information back that I really did well with. So it really comes from an honest place about wanting to sincerely help those actors that perhaps are struggling or have questions and not sure about their next move. I'm here to be a support and to be as positive I can about this amazing time to be an actor. Out of the podcast has come an amazing amount of listeners from all over the world, and I couldn't be more grateful for the attention. I get my ego stroked because I get some really wonderful responses and some feedback. And I'm going to continue to do these as long as there are people that are interested in listening and participating. So if you haven't let me know that you're one of the listeners, please do so. It really will help me stay motivated because I'm enjoying doing this a lot. And I will continue to do so as long as I know there are people out there. I just said that, I think. Okay. Thank you so much. I think the way we're going to do this is talk about the differences between film and television casting. So the first thing I'd like to share with you is answering the question, what is the casting process for films? And then we're going to talk about what is the casting process for television. Starting with films, the biggest difference between the two is that the film casting process is longer. It just simply takes a longer period of time. Oftentimes, there's more money involved. Oftentimes, there are more extensive meetings and discussions with the director of that film, with casting, to really fine-tune what the vision is for the particular project. for the particular film project. And so the producer of the film will make sure that the casting director is appropriate for the medium that the film is taking on. What I mean by medium, which is the genre. I guess I used the word medium kind of not correctly, but the genre. What kind of a film is it? Is it an action adventure? Is it a romantic comedy? You get the idea. So then the process, the early process, starts with the producer and or director and or writer making contact with the casting. Now, the casting process is very much the same for film and television, but it just simply seems to take a longer period of time for that actor to come in for their first audition. Sometimes the director or writer, sometimes they're both, the director and writer are one and the same. They will give feedback, and it becomes a series of auditions for that particular actor. Actors can come back 3 and 4 times sometimes, although the unions have some rules about how many times the actor can actually come back for callbacks. But suffice it to say that the process is a slow, progressive, methodical, well-thought-out combination of bringing in the talent, bringing in the ensemble of actors that are going to represent the vision of the piece. Also know that the casting director is one of the first of the creative team to get hired. Casting is one of those really important first steps in getting that film launched, getting that film off the ground, so to speak. Now, the process for casting directors getting hired is just as challenging and can be just as frustrating and just as exciting as it is for actors to get cast in a feature film. In essence, we audition all the time for our work to be picked up by those producers and or director writer than any actor has going out for a film or television project. That's why our reputation, our background, the previous work that we've done in films really counts towards whether or not we get a director that really is excited to work with us and a producer who's equally excited to work with us. So much like an actor, we are open to meetings and talking about our work to any producer or director that is interested. In fact, it might even surprise you to know that we have an agent. We have somebody that represents us, especially for those larger budget feature films that we work on, only because we don't want to negotiate our own contract and then have to work with whatever that negotiated contract is. It's always great to have sort of a middle person working on our behalf, just as it is the same for an actor to have an agent that works on their behalf. So once the director and or producer has had some meetings and some interviews and decides that the casting director is going to be the best casting director for that particular project, we negotiate our contract, and then it's off to the races. By that I mean we start putting out breakdowns, we start assembling the lists, we start having meetings and discussions about what exactly is the vision for this particular project. The actors, male or female, age range, all of those parameters, the sensibilities of that actor. And all of those come together, and we put that out on a breakdown. Breakdown services is what we use here in New York, and that notifies all of the agents and managers in the city, franchised by SAG-AFTRA, the union, and the agents and managers, and then start submitting their clients that they feel are appropriate for our project, and we make a decision about whether they should come in to be seen by the director and or producer. And so the whole theme of doing film work is that it just takes a longer period of time. Actors may be surprised to find out that you'll audition for a film and then maybe you won't even be called back if you're ready for a callback a few weeks later. Of course, all of this is dependent on the schedule and the shooting schedule, but actors are very surprised that it doesn't happen that quickly. Now let's compare that to television. And television projects that we worked on are notoriously fast. The biggest challenge in television is casting the pilot. And this is the cast that is going to perhaps remain through the entire run of that project. of that television show. And so the pilot will be treated much like a film audition in that there'll be several screen tests, actors will be called back several times. Also, the legal department, if it's a network, for example, the legal department will do the research on the actors and give approval. So there's an entire process that takes place for the television pilot. And once that pilot is cast, then you're on a running show schedule. Let's say the pilot is shot and it gets picked up. Then what happens is, if the casting director stays on with the show, sometimes people just cast the pilots. Casting directors will cast a pilot and then it'll go to somebody else who handles the show schedule maintenance, the 10-day schedules of shooting, for example, to do all of the interim characters, the day players, the smaller parts, the guest stars, that kind of thing. But if you're the casting director and you've shot the pilot successfully and you choose to stay on with the show and the producers choose to keep you on with the show, you are now in what we call hyperdrive, which means that very, very quickly you'll come in for a television project, you'll get notified within a day or two, and within a week you're on the set. And that is what the biggest difference to me is between film and television, is that expediency of time. Ooh, good word, expediency. And how quick that all seems to come together for television projects. So a lot of actors love that. They love that they can go in, get hired, show up on the set, and then cash the check. That seems to be a really great way to do it. Film, on the other hand, just kind of trods along depending upon the shooting schedule. And there are many times when, once the film is cast, the shooting schedule kicks in and we might have to do last minute replacements on the film. Sometimes casting will continue even once the shooting schedule has started. For example, when we were doing Die Hard 3, new characters were being written as the film was being shot. So we had to sort of have a television mentality to be able to bring in those actors that would fit the bill of this new character written into the script. And that would be sometimes a 24-hour turnaround. So pretty crazy, that. But that was kind of unusual. Of course, that's John McTiernan. And John was writing and directing at the same time for both Die Hards 1 and 3. And he did Hunt for Red October and Predator and a lot of really amazing films. And we were fortunate enough to have done 5 feature films with John McTiernan. And then back to television. Because of the new programming that's taking place, we have Amazon and Netflix and these tons of cable channels that are doing their own work. They work on a different kind of schedule. It's sort of an in-between the shooting schedule of a film and a network television schedule. Every 10 days, for example, is a new episode is shot. So it really is a big difference for the actor in terms of how you prepare for it. One of the suggestions I would make to any actor auditioning for a film is, please make a note of what you did in the audition. Make sure you kind of give yourself some kind of keywords that will trigger the emotional connection you're making with the character in that first audition. Because if you get a callback, it might not be for a few weeks later. And perhaps over those few weeks, you might have forgotten exactly what you did in the audition. Television, because it's a little bit faster, you know, but I would still, if I were you, I would still take some notation about what you did. What was your approach? What was your thought process of the character? And that even goes for small roles, even day player stuff or guest starring stuff that has one or two small scenes. The more that you can give yourself positive reinforcement with little notations that will remind you of what your approach was to the character, will really help eliminate any speculation about what you did for that audition. And I know I've said this in previous podcasts, and I think it bears repeating. Whatever you do in that film or television audition, and if you get a callback, please recall and just do what you did at that first audition. That's so important. It's not a good idea to embellish, to change, to decide that you should go somewhere else with the character. All of that is probably going to be a self-sabotage thing that happens to you. much better to just recall what you did and recreate what you did in that callback or indeed in that film test. Film and television people are, and I mean nothing disparaging about this, but they really depend on the actor to make the choices and decisions. And if you get a callback, that means that you did something or you possessed some kind of quality that the director or the producer felt would fit the bill. And so don't try to embellish, please. Now, here's the thing. If the role is a little more involved, maybe there's a more interesting arc for that particular character, whether it is film or television. It's then, after you've come to the callback, if the director wants to see a little bit different color or really wants you to approach it slightly differently, I think that then is the great time to show that you can make whatever adjustment you are given. So on one hand, you have to have some clear idea about how you're approaching the role, but then on the other hand, if given a note or an adjustment, you need to be malleable to those adjustments that the director and or producer is giving you. So we just finished wrapping up a feature film called A State of Mind, and the director was just really a wonderful, wonderful person. He did something really interesting in the audition that I had never seen before, and I'd like to share it with you. He decided that what he'd like to do after the audition and after the callback, you came back to the callback, he said, I'd like to do a character interview with you. And some actors were like, I'm not sure what that is. Some actors were like, oh, that's cool. But let me explain what it was. The character interview was literally being in character while being asked questions about your life as the character. In other words, whatever script information you could bring into your character that you were to respond as if you were that particular person you're playing. And it was really interesting because you got to learn a lot about how a lot of those actors could improv responses based on the information on the script. It wasn't really, you might think, oh my gosh, this is really about testing you on whether you read the script thoroughly enough or not. But no, that really wasn't the case. It was really a matter of, do you have the spontaneity? Do you have the ability when you're on the set to come up with some additional creative, interesting thoughts and ideas that the director could really get a sense of your confidence level and your competency level when you're on the set? So I thought that was really kind of fascinating, and you could see a lot of really well-trained actors could just thrived on that opportunity. And of course, honestly, there were other actors who kind of freaked out, didn't really know how to make that kind of a leap into doing the improvisational work in character. So I thought that was an interesting thing to pass on to you. I think it's a really interesting way of even preparation for a particular script, whether it be film or television. So what's the takeaway? With film, it takes longer. It is a process, a step-by-step process. It just simply takes time. Actors aren't aware of how much time it is going to take, and that sometimes can be frustrating. In television, generally speaking, it's very fast. It happens very, very quickly. When we were doing the Chappelle Show, we were doing sketch comedy. And so we really had to come up rather quickly with Dave would come up with an idea and a concept, and it would be kind of written out. And the next thing you know is that we're bringing actors that afternoon, and they had to show up a day or two later to be prepared to do the sketch on the set. So that fastness is something that actors really thrive on, and some actors are not prepared for. But guess what? I've just prepared you for both eventualities. Isn't that awesome? Listen, I hope that this has been helpful to you. It's been really fun bringing you this podcast. I think this is a little bit of inside information just to kind of get you focused on how these are very, very much the same. It still involves good, solid performance, talent, but the process by which it's put together can be rather varied and rather interesting. So I hope you have a really great time. I look forward to having you tune in again to the show. This is the podcast for actors, and we're calling it Casting Actors Cast. Thanks so much for tuning in.
You've been listening to Casting Actors Cast with host Jeffrey Dreisbach. Find out more at castingactorscast.com and let us know if you would like us to cover topics you're interested in. Thanks for listening. I'm Matthew DeSarno.